Anonymous wrote to us on Tuesday morning. Did someone from your station call me last night and ask right out blank for a donation at approximately 9 p.m. on a weeknight? What is this about? I have in the past contributed to your station during your pledge drives. Why are you calling me directly for a specific amount? Is this a scam? If not, and it was from your front desk, I am highly insulted. On Wednesday evening, WECT did a story about a similar question. It is not a scam. It's a campaign limited to lapsed members only. We try to encourage members to stay current, and if our appeals through the air, email, and postal mail don't work, we do a carefully selected call-out campaign each June just before our fiscal year ends. If you have any concerns about confidentiality of personal information, you can just tell the caller you wish to make a pledge, and we'll follow up. Thank you, as always, for supporting WHQR. Courtney Amon wrote about yesterday's Fresh Voices commentary from Hoggard High School senior Elaine King. Wise beyond her years, she wrote. Elaine sounds like the kind of perceptive young person that our global village needs now more than ever. It's very telling that she understands how complex these issues are when adults many times her age believe there are simple, black-and-white ways to solve or dismiss our country's homeless problem. Listener Minnie wrote, I have been an avid listener since moving here 16 years ago, and I don't know what I'd do without all our friends at the station. It is a delight to have available at the touch of a button. Bob wrote, I've been a member for 25 years. I became a member because of the classical music. WHQR was the only station that provided what I was looking for. Listener Alan wrote, With Heart and Voice could be discontinued. Please avoid too much repetition of shows and messages. Anonymous wrote, Car Talk is awful and needs to be replaced, in my opinion. The hosts are terrible, although I can see the content interesting to someone stranded in a trailer park in Burgaw. Alan wrote, WHQR was the first thing we signed up for 10 years ago when we moved here. Michael wrote, I brag about you to people around the country during my business travels. I do believe you are one of the best NPR stations around. Amazingly good for this market size. My hat is off to y'all. I'll leave you with something a little different today. In April, we welcomed All Things Considered senior host Robert Siegel to Wilmington for a highly successful fundraising lunch. Thanks to graduate fellow Jason Hess, here's a clip of Mr. Siegel talking about the strength of radio's future, even in an age of ubiquitous digital alternatives, beginning with the creation of All Things Considered at NPR.
We really tried to make kind of radio that we ourselves, even if we had no connection to this place, would listen to. To me, audience researchers don't like that sort of thing, but to me, that's the ultimate test, which is, would I listen to this? The one thing I would put my safe bet on is, I still think, I bet you, that a lot of the listening in 30 years is still going to be on an FM radio.
And we hope you'll be here with us. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.